Billy, we didn't think we'd be in Wexford Park looking out on the 20th of December. We've just seen our minors beaten, probably Kilkenny just marginally on the day. The better team are under 20s beaten the other night. They played a lot of young players. But, you know, we saw enough talent today to give plenty of hope to Wexford, perhaps maybe in the future, keep these young fellas at it.
Oh, definitely so, Liam. And just it was great to be here. You know, it's only a few days before Christmas. It was great to be here and see Inter-County Hurling that went ahead. And for the young lads itself, because they put in a serious effort for to get their games and finish the championship for them. It's a pity they've gone out of the championship, because they were a good little team. They put a lot of effort in, but you'd have to say probably the end of it, the last 10 minutes, the willpower and sheer, you know, the little first touch here and there by the Kilkenny team deserved it.
And Billy, we know, we look back on the season, disappointing. Wexford has been judged on two games that they played at senior level against Galway and Clare, which is a little bit unfair. I was talking to Davey on Friday night and he was saying, look, the club championship probably took its toll, but having said that, you know, Wexford people, and I suppose Davey himself and players, will be looking for an improvement when the campaign starts back again at the end of February.
Yeah, I suppose when you look back to the championship and we look back further and you see how we're going in the, and I said that earlier, that we're going very well in the league, but once it broke and, you know, this COVID thing just stopped all sport, we found it very, very hard to come back and make an impact in the championship. We came up against two physically strong teams. We found it very hard for to break them down, especially Galway. I thought that defeat that Galway gave us set us back a good bit, you know. I said that, you know, it was going to be very, very hard to get a result again clear the way that Galway dominated us that night in Croke Park, and they did dominate us physically and, you know, maybe a small bit mentally as well. They were very good. And, you know, they were beaten in the Leinster final after that, but we know what Galway have and they know what they bring to the table. I suppose maybe the small, if you're looking for a small amount, that we don't seem to be bringing in enough young lads into the setup. I do believe that even for...
I think that's happening now, though.
It is. It'll probably have to happen, because if you leave young lads sitting on the bench for long enough, they'll be gone
when you look for them.
Well, they'll be gone and start to believe maybe they're not good enough. I believe that a lot of the young guys in Wexford, and we saw here today, that are well capable of matching again any county team, but we just have to give them that chance and have faith in them, you know. So, yeah, maybe a disappointing year as regards a senior, but certainly look forward, and it'll come around very, very quick next year, hopefully, that, you know, where we... That there be no great setback as regards health-wise or anything like that, that the championship you had to go ahead. But we to be here in Wexford Park for some of the games, it was a nice part of it.
Yeah, we saw Kilkenny dominate the hurling championship for years because they were so good in the air. We see Limerick now dominating, could dominate because they're so good in the air. And that's probably one area that we've slipped back a little bit, or dominance to dominate and win the ball in the air, Billy.
Yeah, and early on in last year's championship, you know, when we won the Leinster final, we won a lot of ball in the air. We probably found out in the latter end of it, again Tipperary in the last 20 minutes in the All Ireland semi-final, how they dominated us in the air. You know, the Ronan Mars or this, or the Patrick Mars or this, you know, that they, and that is, you have to win the ball in the air. And let's say Limerick are the prime example of that now. They'll win their puckouts and they'll make sure that you don't win your puckouts at the other end. Very strong in the air. Limerick are nearly a professional setup. They're a bit like the Dublin footballers now, and they're going to be there for a while. But that has came basically over the last 8 to 9 years. For anyone who would have been following any sort of underage hurling would understand where that has came from. The professionalism that they've brought into it, where they are as regards their universities. They've won, I don't know, something like 4 or 5 Fitzgibbon Cup medals between the 3 universities down there, which can, and you know, they have a great, say, a relationship with UL down there, all the sports facilities and all. So it's a pretty professional setup with Limerick, and for the match that you have to be basically nearly doing the same. We found this year that strength wise that we found it very, very hard to break a tackle. If we broke a tackle, we found it hard to get rid of the ball with the impact that the tackle was having on us. So it is going to be a very, very physical game, but to adjust to that means that you're going to have to win good ball and you're going to have to win it in the air, and that's one thing that we'd probably have to work on. The likes of your Jack O'Connor, your Connor McDonald, your Leachin, all these guys, Matthew Hannon, these are all well capable of winning any ball in the air. But this year it just seemed that our ability to win aerial duels was under pressure.
Be interesting to see how we approach next year. You know, will there be a change in the way we do it? Because you made a comment several times during the year that I suppose other teams have figured out how to play against Wexford and play against their system, Billy, and that was always going to happen.
Yeah, like our system and has been the driving force for it is the short puck out. But what most teams do now is they set up a wall in to make sure that your cornerbacks or your fullback is not. Now, it takes a fair strong man to stop Liam Ryan coming out with the ball, but they do, and that's when they break it down. Wexford come to try and break that tackle, but there's a wall there. They're not met by one man, they're met by two and three, and we see that's what Limerick do with you, to break it down. The Kilkennys have gone that they do it as well. So our game, whether it'll change or not, whether we're going to play more of the long ball, it'll be interesting to see. But if you're going to play the long ball, you have to have the aerial manpower for to win that ball in the air. So it is, it's gone a very, very physical game, especially for the cornerbacks or anyone in the full back line for Wexford. That is where you have to break the tackle around your own 40 and come out with the ball. And we found again Galway this year, we were getting serious impacts when you're coming out to that far. And you know, the physical end of it is that we have some very good light hurling men in around our backs, and we find it very, very hard to break that tackle. We were able to do it last year and the year before, but in the heavy conditions this year, we found it very, very hard.
And next year, Billy, they're going to stick with the same format. We'll have the All-Irelands in July, but there'll be just two chances. You know, if you win your first game, you get another game. So, you know, it's you'll have the league. There's four games in the league, and then there's just a league final with the top two teams. I think that's the way it's going to work out. So, you know, the pressure's not going to ease anything in the coming year.
No, it's definitely not going to ease. And I suppose it goes back to the late 90s where you had one backdoor system, and if you got bit, you were gone, you know. So there's no league, and it'll be a while maybe before that comes back. But, you know, with this system, it means you're in or out after one game. So as you have to be, championship is probably everything, and put more emphasis on getting result in your first game now. It's not run over a league system, so it'll be an interesting championship to see. The league, again, has gone back to probably the old format of a two qualifying for maybe a semi-final and a final or whatever. They're not too sure exactly what way it's going to
go. I think it's fixed, Billy. No, it's been the top two teams are going to play in the league final. That's it. So
And your club.
Less games, more time for the club.
More time for the club. And I think we found this year that, you know, club hurling, especially in Wexford, was of a great standard.
We enjoyed it.
It's nice to see that, you know, because there is a lot of guys out there that don't play intercounty hurling, and they're the backbone of the GA, so they got their chance this year. There was a lot of games played, and they played right through until the finish, and I think everyone appreciated that, and it was well done to the county board for going ahead with it.
Yeah, your highlights of the year, Billy?
I suppose if you're looking at highlights, and maybe my own club getting to the county final, you know, I didn't put up a great show on it, but from my end of it, yes. And the other thing is that there was some nice young hurlers coming through there that we saw there, especially on the Shelmaleer side of it. And if you go to our own inter-county championship, that was a big disappointment to us. And the only thing about it is that, you know, we'd have to, you know, straight back into it in January, so you don't have much of a rest, to be honest with you. But it was probably very hard to pick highlights this year as regards inter-county end of it, because early on in the year we thought everything was looking so good for us, the way we were playing in the league. But once the championship came around, we were sort of found wanting. So that was a bit of a disappointment. But if the highlight of the year would probably have to be our own local championship, the way it was run off. It was run off very well, and the fact that my own club was involved in it was a big plus for me. And our own club ended up winning the minor county title as well in hurling, which is good for us in North Wexford. You know, we had our back to the wall a long time up there, but at least we're getting our underage has shown us and our senior this year. But again, you'd like to see maybe the towns coming. The structure in the rural areas is very good. The towns end of it, at times, maybe this year, we were actually going well. But probably if we want underage really to flourish in Wexford, I think the urban areas where we need to work stronger.
Absolutely, Billy. And we saw one of those young fellas from Geraldine O'Hanrahan's, Dermot Keogh, he performed brilliantly the other night for the under-20s. So you're right, I think, Billy. We've been preaching that for a long time. But listen, have a happy, peaceful and restful Christmas, Billy, and stay safe.
Thanks, Liam, and same to you and all your family.